is up, ATS? It's the Mad Sock Puppet, live from the cornfield. Mark Pledger and Matt Hardwick, and the lovely voice of Melinda Guerra, opening up the show tonight. Today, whatever it is for you, and a track called Fallen Tides. We'll be handing it over to Ocean Lab at the end of the show. And it's one of those election specials that you've been hearing about on ATS so much about. And for those of you who do not live in the United States, I am so sorry. I for one, apologize for my country, because you guys had to deal with all of the political BS on ATS. I feel bad for you guys, so I'm very, very sorry. Very, very sorry. As you know, Barack Obama, Democratic candidate, and Joe Biden are the president and vice president elects, respectively, and they will be sworn in January. So, hopefully, those who didn't vote for him, hopefully, well, I know there are some people who think that he's got a shady agenda. Hopefully they're wrong, for everybody's sake. But let's move right off politics, because, well, we've heard enough of politics on ATS, haven't we, guys? So let's move off the politics, and let's move right back into what this board is all about: conspiracy. I'm sure some of you guys have noticed. Well, maybe some of you guys have noticed. I have been engaging in the Aurora Research Project again, fixing information. And we're going to finish it this time, guys. Yes, we are. Aurora Research Project, for those of you who don't know what Aurora supposedly is, it is a supposed hypersonic aircraft. There are multiple concepts as to whether or not it actually is a space plane or a UCAV or just a plane in general for recon purposes. The supposed speed, they've had arguments of whether or not it's Mach 6, Mach 10, 15, 20, 30. I don't think we're going to even touch 30. I don't think it's a space plane, but that's just me. But we're going to finally blow the hatch up on this case, finally, and in the Aurora Research Project once and for all. So definitely keep an eye out on that one. Also, Dad's Mix coming up. That's right, Dad's Mix records tomorrow. It always records on Fridays. Our new schedule here on Live from the Cornfield is going to be every Thursday instead of Friday, or Wednesday, depending on whether or not I can do this or not on Thursday. So, keep that in mind. Don't look for these podcasts on Friday anymore, because they won't be there. We will not be there. Anyway, I'm sorry that I cut out for that. That was really kind of dumb, because we were already into the topic of conspiracy, weren't we? No, you can hurt me later. All right. And I'm going to post up, there's a few shout-outs that need to be done actually today, and one of the shout-outs is to Gateway in his thread, this important message to all of my fellow conservatives. It's a please read thread, and I almost encourage everyone to read it, because I know that there are differences on ATS, I know that, but this is actually a pretty good read. The explanation that he's provided for us as to why Obama won, and this is not a biased show, by the way. quote, Obama won because people in general voted for him. Be it independent, fed-up Republicans, even some libertarians, thought the lesser of the two evils and voted for him. So, in general, that's what he thinks. And I love the signature, if you voted for socialism, Obama, or fascism, McCain, then you, of all people, have nothing to complain about for the next 4 years. So, yeah. I said that we weren't going to do politics, didn't I? Oh, sorry, I lied. I didn't mean to, but, yeah. Anyway, gotta do a shout-out to, my friend I'm a Marty, who, had his invention of his patented. For those of you who don't know what it is, you two you and find out, and then you two you me and tell me. what I know about it so far is that it's supposedly a form of telecommunications that works faster than optical. So that's got to be something. And of course, we want to wish our best luck to him as a fellow ATSer, don't we? Yes. Anyway, moving right along. An update here. On DATS. An update on DATS is on Saturday is Tropical Saturday. We are doing a hula contest for the ladies, of course, and I'm not sure what we're doing for the guys. I think it's whoever can play the mini guitar, the banjo. What is it? What? The banjo. Okay. I'm looking over here at my notes. It's the banjo. Whoever can play the banjo the best. No, it's the ukulele. What is that note? Get that note out of here. Banjo. Banjos in Hawaii. The inbred Hawaii backfield? Is that what we got going on? Okay. So it's the ukulele contest for the guys. A hula dance contest for the girls. Wear your best Hawaiian shirt. Pair of flip-flops, and girls, we encourage the hula skirts, but we don't have problems if you show up in two pieces. I don't think any of the guys will have any problems with that. So definitely stop by DATS, order a pina colada. First three are free. I repeat, first three pina coladas only are free. So don't worry about that. So stop into DATS, have a pina colada. And as always, we got to remind you, don't touch the penguins or the koalas. We've had a lot of issues with the penguins lately. And we just got the koalas clean. So, yeah. Definitely keep an eye on that. Moving right along. I should probably explain my signature. Nobody's heard Dad's Mix Episode 1 as of this podcast. So you guys probably won't quite understand the signature, but if you don't know what I'm talking about, then I'm not even going to bother explaining it. But if you do know what I'm talking about, it's true. It's true. So just to clear up the rumors here, and some good news on ATS today, apparently nobody's been freaking out. It's the first day in 14 days that I left ATS to go to bed, and woke up and found that there are no new UTUs in my inbox. Congratulations, kinda, sorta. And, of course, the By George winners have been announced by Dave Rabbit, and I have to say that it was a quite unfair competition. The reason that I say it was an unfair competition is because that, well, let's be honest, nobody's going to read all 20 pages of this just to see other comments. That's just not how it works. But a congratulations goes out to first place winner of 50,000 points is Goal Poster, and his quote was, "You think the economy stinks? Wait till you see what I left Obama in the bathroom of the Oval Office." Okay. Moving along. Second place is, I can't even pronounce that. Greeny Yedlio? Whatever. You know who I'm talking about. That was 30,000 points. His caption was, But, I read on ATS the most reliable source of information that I would remain in office. And third place goes to that silly-looking ice cream truck guy, Mr. Whoopi, with 20,000 points. His caption, "What do you mean I've been president for the last 8 years? President of what?" And finally, the winning mod, and bragging rights only. Yeah, that's all you deserve, really, guys. Because, you know, your mods and all. It goes to Yeah Right, and his caption was, "I have to leave, right on the verge of capturing Oksana Bayul." Oh, that's bad. I still like Dave Rabbit's example. Ooh, bad taco. And of course mine, which will never show up in there now, is but I wanted to have a taco party on my last night in office. Okay. That's enough of that. That is absolutely enough of that. And just for the record, Kelter, if you're listening, Rosebud, it didn't do anything for me, I'm sorry. Anyway, I think that about does it for this edition of the show. Real quick, I have got to make a couple of shout-outs. First of all, anyone sees Carrot, give her a hug for me. Carrot, we miss you, and good luck on your midterms. If you see Rush, ask her for $50. Her son got on the mic with us and me and Viking last night, and decided to share with us that mommy just gave me $50. I wish I would have recorded that too, because yeah. So anybody sees Rush, ask her for $50. She's giving it away for free, guys. And at the last minute here, and someone please hold her, because she'll freak out. Shout out to one of the laziest posters on ATS. Absolutely laziest. If you see, you know what? Everybody, get on. You to your, tell her to post. We want to see more of her smiling face on ATS. So that we can abuse her later on in her ATS experience. Shattered Dark. Shattered. Yes. I know you're out there. Yoo-hoo. Talk to us. Anyway, that is all from the cornfield right now. There's nothing else really to talk about. This show has been really dulled down by the politics, and I'm just like the rest of you. I'm sick and tired of it. So, you know what? We're going to leave it how it is. Keep an eye out for Dad Smix episodes 0, 1, and 2, hopefully coming out here soon. And, I think that's about it. I'll hand it over to Ocean Lab now, and we will see you next week after a very special episode 2, or possibly even episode 3 of Dad's Mix. We'll see you next week, guys.